ABC Radio Australia.
Returning to Solomon Islands, where thousands of Solomon Islanders will be asked to make their choice today on who will lead the country. Coming up, we'll go to Malaita Province to hear from Krisnarita Almanuleong. But now, earlier this morning, our reporter in Honiara, Evan Wasuka, spoke with the country's chief electoral officer, Jasper Anisi. Here's what he had to say.
Everything is going on well. From what I see, people are coming out very early to cast their vote. So it's a positive sign for today that people are coming to cast their votes.
And for you, you were among the first to cast your vote. How did you feel finally getting to April 17th and the vote being cast?
Yes, I feel like I've done my duty to cast my papers, especially exercising my democratic right.
Mr. Anisi, in terms of the rollout of the elections today, it had been raining the last couple of days. Are there any challenges to today's election?
Yeah, I think if the weather is not favorable, there will be challenges faced, especially in terms of the ballot papers, the materials that we're using. Most of them are not waterproof. So, some of the polling stations are in very remote places, which you need to cross rivers, and flooding can happen. So those are the kind of challenges that we face every time with this kind of big operations.
So far, there's some rain forecasted for around mid-morning. We're seeing people coming out to vote right now. Is that a good sign?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign because we've made the call and asked people to come out early and cast their votes because you don't want to wait until 4 o'clock and then you start to come to the polling station. So the good thing is if they all come during the day, then it will be a quick turnaround for the polling officers to pack up and then retrieve the boxes back to the counting centres.
In terms of security, how is that shaping up for today? I can see lots of police presence around. Is that the same story in other polling stations and across the country?
Yes, that is correct. I think the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force is also supporting us, and they are making their presence known in every place over the country. Thank you.
And Mr. Anisi, final words, any message to the public who are listening in and who haven't headed down to the polling station to cast their votes yet?
Please, fellow Solomon Islanders who are eligible voters, come out and exercise your democratic right to vote for your leaders.